This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. We're going to be focusing today on the top of Daf Nun Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Nun Amud Aleph brought a very interesting stira between... The Gemara brought a stira between two statements. One pasuk says, "Es mispar yamecha amale," the number of your days I will fill, which implies that God only gives a person his allotted years. And the pasuk that Yeshaya says to Chizkiyah, "V'hoisafti," that I will add to your life, "V'hoisafti al yamecha chamesh esrei shana," I'll add to your life 15 years. So Gemara says it's actually a machlokes. Es mispar yamecha amale, elu shnei doiros. This refers to the years of generations. Zacha mashlimin loy, loy zacha pochsin loy. If you're zoicha, they will fill up your life. If you're not zoicha, they will detract. In other words, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, is that a person could either live his allotted years, or it will be detracted. The Chachamim say no. Zacha meisifin loy, loy zacha pachsin loy. You could have it added to your life. If you're zoicha, they could add to your life. If you're not zoicha, they will detract from your life. That was the opinion of the Chachamim. So, by the way, let's let me see if I could get this up over here. Okay, so the first thing I want to show you is the Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada says on the expression, Elu Shnei Doiros, these are the years of generations. Why is a person's lifespan called Shnei Doiros? Literally, two generations. Why is a person's life called two generations? Well, says the Ben Yehoyada, Nira Li, Kol Sach Chaye HaAdam HaKetsuvim Lai. A person's sum total of his life, koirim shnei doiros, is called years of generations, two generations. A person's lifetime is called two generations. Why is that? So he says something very beautiful. Ki adam roya b'shnois chayev shnei doiros. A person, in his lifetimes, he sees two generations. Da'ayinu b'ascholos yom av roya dor hazakenim. At the beginning of one's life, you see the generation of elders. You see the seniors. Of a soif yamav, in the end of one's life, roya dar habachurim, you see the young people. Like the Al-Sheikh says on the pasuk, tamim haya b'doyroisav. Noyach was complete in his generations. What does that refer to? In life in general, a person's lifetime could be categorized basically as two generations. When one's young, you see the older generation. When you're old, you see the younger generation. So that's why the Gemara refers to a lifespan as Shnei Doiros. Not the years of generations, but Shnei Doiros, two generations. Okay, now the Gemara brings this machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that a person... Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that a person can only have years of their life subtracted, but it cannot be added to, and the Chachamim are of the opinion that a person could even add to their lifetime. Now, the Chachamim say to Rabbi Akiva, Amru lo to Rabbi Akiva, they said to Rabbi Akiva, Arehu oimer v'isafti al yamecha chamesh esrei shana. It says I'm going to add to your life 15 years, so clearly you could have years added to one's life. So the Rabbi Akiva says back, Amar lohem, Mishaloi hoisifulai. You know where these years were added on to Chizkiyahu? These were his own years, meaning he didn't live extra years. These were his own years. Nothing was added. Nothing was added to his life. He originally lost his years because he wasn't going to get married. But then when he did tshuva, when Yeshaya said, I'm going to add to your life, he wasn't adding more years than were allotted, he was just giving him back what he was supposed to have originally. And the Gemara brings the following proof. Teda, The proof is that these were his allotted years. Sharei Navi Oimed Umesnave, the Navi is prophesying, Hine ben Noilad Lebeis David, that David is going to have a son, Yoshiyahu Shemai, his name is Yoshiyahu. V'adayin loy Noilad Menashe, Menashe was not born yet. So, what's interesting is that the Gemara is saying that these had to have been years that were originally allotted to him. Otherwise, how could the Navi prophesy that you're going to have a son will be born to the Davidic dynasty, his name is Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was the son of the grandson of Menashe, but Menashe wasn't even born. So how could the Navi prophesy that? It must be the Navi knew that ultimately Chizkiyahu would have a son, Menashe, who would have a son, Amon, who would have a son, Yoshiyahu. So how could the Navi know such a thing? It must be that originally Chizkiyahu was supposed to live that those 15 years, he lost it, but then he got it back. But those were years that belonged to him, evidence from the fact that the Navi knew about it the whole time. So if I could beg your indulgence for a moment, if you could turn in the back of your Gemara to the Marsha on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the Marsha has an obvious question, and that is, maybe really, these were not allotted, these were not his original years. These were years that were added, like the Chachamim. How could the Navi know that he's going to have a grandson, Yoshiyahu? Because the Navi knew that these years would be added. Why can't if the prophet knows the future, then maybe he knows not only what the future had in store, but what the future will ultimately have in store. The Marsha says, V'tzarach loymar nami, she'ein ha-Navi misnave dvarim sha'asidim li'ois. A Navi cannot prophesy things that are destined to be ela lefi ha-gzeira. Only according to the decree, v'loy lefi hazchus, but not according to merit. In other words, the Navi cannot prophesy what will change due to a person's tshuva or masim tovim. The Navi can only see what will be based on a person's merit based on the decree of Shemayim. D'iloy kein, otherwise, ma'ikam akshu l'Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, what was Rabbi Kiva's raya to Rabbanon, that the Navi is prophesying that Yoshua will be born, maybe he was prophesying based on the merit that he had 15 years added to his life, that a son was born to Chizkiyahu. In other words, what the Marsha is saying is we see from this Gemara that a Navi could only know what's in store based on the Gezerah, but not what's ultimately in store based on a person's merit. It sounds like that would be too much of a tamper in a person's free will for God to actually communicate to the Navi what will be based on a person's masim toivim, because the Ribbono Shel Olam may know that, but to show that to the Navi, that is, seems like something that cannot be communicated to the Navi. Okay, so that's an interesting yesod. Then I want to bring to your attention another Ben Yehoyada, who asks an interesting question from the Gemara in Chagiga, that we should be familiar with as we learned this Gemara in Daf HaShavua in Chagiga. It's a Gemara on Daf Dalet. The Gemara in Daf Dalet says the following story. This is Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, whenever he would come to the Pasuk, the following Pasuk, he would cry. V'yesh nispe b'lei mishpat. Sometimes people are taken out of this world without justification, for no reason. There's such a concept, God could take somebody out of this world for no reason. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef would say, is it possible for a person to be taken out of this world before his time? And he would say, yes. Because Rav Bibi Bar Abaye was good pals with the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis would visit him often. One time the Malach HaMavis said to his shliach, go and bring me Miriam Megadlo Ser Neshaya. Go bring me Miriam the Shetomacher. What happened was the agent brought him the wrong Miriam, brought him the Miriam the Mora, Miriam Megadlo Dardiki. So the Malach HaMavis said to the shliach, you got the wrong lady. You're supposed to get the Shetomacher, Miriam. So the agent said, okay, I'll put her back. He said, no, once you took her, we'll keep her. So when Rav Bibi Bar Abaye heard the story, he said, how are you allowed to do that? He said, very easy. Having a kita misara biyada, she's holding a poker in her hand. V'havaka shagra, she sent out her hand, umachavra tanura, and she was sweeping the oven. Shekalta v'yancha agaba dekara, and she took out the poker, and she put on her foot. So once she burnt herself, isra mazla, v'aisisa, I took her. Once she had some bad mazel, I took her out of the world. Amar le'rabiva abai reshusam levadachi, you have permission to do this? The Malchamava said, yeah, the Pasuk says, Yesh Nisva, B'loi Mishva. Sometimes people die and it wasn't their time. So Bibi said, what do you mean, V'aksiv, Dar Halechu Dar Ba'a? Generation goes, a generation comes. Everyone has lives out there a lot of time. Omar, the Malchamava says, D'ra'in al-hu ana. I don't let them go early. I take them. I shepherd them. Ad-malu dara, until they completed their life. And then I give them to Duma. In other words, I kill them, but I don't deposit them in the purgatory until their allotted years have come. So then Rabbi Barbai says, so what do you do with their extra time? If you took them 15 years early, what do you do with their extra 15 years? Soif shnei mayavet. Avada, what do you do with their years? Amar, the Malach said, ii kutsum rabban de ma'avet b'mili, if there is a Tamar Chacham, who's maver on his midos, my sifna l'hule, I add it to him, v'hav yechilufa, and he becomes the person's replacement. Marav Rabbi, so what do we see from this Gemara? That it's possible to have years added onto your life. From where? From people who get taken out of this world early. So ask the Ben Yehoyada a very interesting question. Amru lami shalai ha'sifulai. They asked Rabbi Akiva, how did Chizkiyahu have added years, according to you, that God only gives a person his allotted years? So Rabbi Akiva says they gave him his own life. Makshim says, then yeah, they ask, Amai loy kamar, yisifu lamishal achirim. Why didn't Rabbi Akiva say that Chizkiyahu's extra 15 years came from other people who were taken out of the world early? Like we find in Chagiga by the story of Miriam. So he says something very interesting. The Gemara by Miriam says, who gets the extra years? Only a Talmud Chacham who's maver on his midos. By the way, what's the logic of that? The Yalkut Yeshayahu brings down that it's not really fair for someone to leave this world early, unless it's going to be worth it for them, that their years go to a Talmud Chacham, and basically the Talmud Chacham then is working on their behalf to do mitzvahs for them. But who wants to work for someone else? Only someone who's maver on their midos. So that's why God only gives it to a Talmid Chacham who's maver on their midos. So, achim enoy maver b'milei, afilu shu tzadik adein ma'sifalai. Someone who's not maver on their midos, even if they're a big tzadik, they're not going to give to him because he's not going to want to be working with his years for someone else. Now, we find Chizkiyahu HaMelech always went by the Kav HaDin. Right, if you remember the Gemara in Brachos, when Chizkiyahu had a Shaila, he said, let Yeshayah come to me, because Eliyahu Anavi went to Achav, until God made up Shara and he made Chizkiyah sick. So we see Chizkiyah, he stood on principle. But Amar li Yeshayah, lecha bakar esachoyla, God said to Yeshayah, go visit the sick, like we find in Brachos Daf Yud. Now, if he was Mavar on his Midos, then he would have gone to Yeshayah. Even though he's not mechuyev to. L'kach amru, therefore Chazal say, Rabbi Kiva says, his own years were added to him, but it can't be he got from someone else because he's not a Talmid Chacham who's maver al midoysov. So only someone who's maver al midoysov could get the years from someone else. Fine. Be right. In other words, if the Gemara would have said he got it from someone else, then we could have pushed it off. Then the Ben Yehoyada says another pshat. That story in Chagiga, but Uvda de Miriam, lesa hacha gabe Chizkiyahu HaMelech al Vashalim. That phenomenon cannot apply by Chizkiyahu. Why? Kivan shahaya melech. Chizkiyahu was a king. Fit tzaddik gadol, was a great tzaddik. Lekal ameimar, you can't say shesiv lechaim mei adam pshutim. He's like this. God, what's the process? God will take the years of someone who's undeserving and give it to a tzorba mirabanan. But there has to be some commonality between these people. Otherwise, why would the rabbi want the lowly years of a simple person? So Chizkiyah was too great to just get years from regular people to add on to his life. So maybe there will be another tzaddik who is alive, who has years to give to Chizkiyah. No, those kind of people, they're not leaving this world early. So like Mimanov Shach, someone who's leaving this world early, his kind of years, a tzaddik like Chizkiyah doesn't want. Elamai, he should take from another tzaddik. Those people are not leaving this world early. Like by Miriam. And those kind of people, they're not being taken out of this world by the Malach HaMaves, that such a thing would happen to them. Okay, one more offering for today. Top Toisus, very interesting Toisus. The opinion of the Chachamim is if a person's not Zoicha, a person could lose their allotment, and if a person is Zoicha, they could live longer. So, Toisus asks, and this is the top left-hand Toisus on Nun Amud Aleph. Toisus asks, this seems like through merit or demerit, a person could extend their life. But Toisus asks from another Gemara that we learned in the Daf HaShavua. The Gemara at the end of Moed Katan says, Banei chaye umezoine, children, life, and food, meaning children, life, and parnasa, lav bischus atalya milsa, ela b'mazla atalya milsa. They don't depend on mitzvah samasim toivim, they depend on mazel. In other words, a person's lifetime is dependent on their mazel. A person's children is dependent on their mazel. A person's parnasa is dependent on their mazel. So, how could you say if you do masim tovim you live longer? It's not b'schusa taliyam ilsa, it's b'mazal taliyam ilsa. So Toisus says that even though one's life is tali and mazal and not z'chusim, pshita d'schus gadol mayel. It's obvious that a big z'chus could help. K'da amar b'shabbos, that even though ain't mazal li Yisrael, nevertheless, Toisus in Shabbos says a big z'chus could change your mazal. However, Toisus says it's not very common for somebody's mazel to change through a big zechus. Even a tzaddik like Rabbi Lezer ben Pedas, at the end of Masechta Tainis, he was having a very difficult life, and he asked God, you know, why is this happening to me? And basically God said, the Ribbono Shel said, you want me to do this again? This is your mazel. So we see it's not common for mazel to change. But with a big zechus, you could change your mazel. So the million-dollar question is, Toisus says with a big zechus, you could change your mazel, but Toisus does not identify what the big zechus is that you could change your mazel. In other words, it sounds like a person will live what they're predestined to live, and a person will make what they're predestined to make, and one's children will be the way they're predestined. But through a big zechus, you could change your mazel. What's the big zechus? So the Chassam Sofer identifies the zechus, and he says pshat in a pasuk in Tehillim Parakuf Mem Zayin, Hasam Gevulech Shalom Chelev Chitim Yaspiech. Says the Heilige Chassam Sofer, many people in this world have boundaries and borders that they'll do the right thing up until a point. Like, some people, they believe in certain principles. So, some people won't speak Lashon Hara. However, when a certain person, they encounter a certain person who they have a lot of respect for and they're afraid of, and they engage them in a conversation, the pressure is too strong and they will fall and succumb to the temptation of Lashon Hara. Or let's say, for example, many people won't speak by davening. However, they get so caught up in social pressure that the fact that people are talking around them doesn't bother them. What happened? I thought they believe in the Shulchan Aruch. The answer is they can't overcome social pressure. In other words, they're willing to do the right thing up to a point. But when that border comes, when that when that extremity is reached, they only ad kan vesula. They're only willing to do the right thing up until a certain point, and then they give in. Some people, they're willing to do the right thing until money is involved. Once they're going to lose money, they're not willing to do the right thing. Hasam gevulech shalem. But there's some people, they will always do the right thing, or what seems to be appropriate, unless it's a matter of peace. That if it's a matter of shalom, that's where they draw the line. They're willing to follow the dictates of reason until it will cause a machlokes. But if it will cause a machlokes, that's where they draw the line. Hasam gevulech shalom. One who makes their boundary peace, then that means there's somebody who always runs after peace. Chelev chitim yasbiech. They will be satiated with extra parnasa. In other words, says Chassam Sofer, what do you mean they'll be satiated with parnasa? But we know that parnasa is not dependent on zechuyos, it's dependent on mazel. Says Chassam Sofer, this is the zechus gadol that Tosfos in Yevamos is talking about. That even though you can't change your mazel through a zechus gadol, you could change your mazel. What's the zechus gadol? Says Chassam Sofer, this is the zechus gadol. Shalom. Shalom is the zechus gadol. Hasam gevulech shalom, chelev chitim yasbiech, you'll be satiated with parnasa. Okay, so this is a very short shir. Just to recap, we had four interesting chidushim today. Number one, why is a person's lifetime called shnei dorois? It doesn't mean the years of generations, but it means two generations, says Ben Yoyada. The generations, the older generations, one sees when they're young, and the younger generations, one sees when they're older. Number two, what was Rabbi Kiva's raya that these were the years of Chizkiyah? Maybe the Navi foresaw that Chizkiyah would add to his life. Says the Marsha, a Navi cannot see what will change later based on a person's zechusim. Number three, why couldn't Rabbi Kiva answer that these were years added from other people, like in the Gemara in Chagiga of Miriam Megadla Seyar? The answer is, only a Talmid Chacham who's maver on their midos could get those extra years. Or someone like Chizkiyah wouldn't want the years of a regular person like that. And then finally, Tosfos says that through a zechus gadol, one could add to their life and add to their parnasa and add to their children. But what is a zechus gadol? Chassam Sofer says one of the mitzvos that is classified as zechus gadol is shalom. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that is what we have for this week. Wish everyone bracha v'hatzlacha. And Michael, maybe you could use the Shnei Doros for Sheva Brachas Torah, you know? I don't know. Okay, we want to wish Michael a big mazel tov. He's making a chasana this week for his daughter. Should be b'shat tov v'matzlachas. It should be zoicha. The shidduch should be oila yafe. Doros yishar m'vayrachem. Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.